Well, Tom, very much a point gained. Your reaction to your first competitive game in a saddler's shirt?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, the following that came, I think it was 1,100, I've just been told, and it was massively appreciated on the pitch. Like I said, the feeling every time you score a goal, it's a brilliant feeling. But scoring your first one for your new club and just showing to the fans that you can score goals, it's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling.
And it was right in front of them as well, wasn't it? Talk about the finish. It was really calm, really composed.
Well, I've just seen it back in the change room, to be fair. It's better than I thought it was, actually. I mean, it all happened so quick when it actually happens. But yeah, I mean, I was looking behind the ball and I saw it. I thought it was creeping wide at first, but the fact that it crept in, I was buzzing for myself and the team.
Well, your manager said you really worked your socks off throughout the game. Really bright second half, wasn't it? You really grew in confidence at Mal Benning, Ashley Grimes as well. Looks really lively coming forward.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we are a passing team, but we've got tremendous pace on the break, and we've got every confidence in ourselves that we can keep clean sheets and score two or three goals in a game. So. So hopefully we show to the fans today that we can do that, and there's definitely more goals to come.
You were saying to me that you had Vale players throughout the match saying that they thought you probably could have gone on to win it.
Well, it wasn't to me, to be fair. It was to Tails. I mean, a few of their players were saying that we're getting popped left, right, and centre here. So it's nice to hear the opposition saying that about ourselves. So yeah, I think it's all, even though we didn't get the win, it's all positive.
Seven goals last season for Shrewsbury. What sort of targets have you got this season in a Walsall shirt?
I think I've said a few times every striker's target has to be 15 in the season. I mean, a couple of fans have pointed out to me it'll be good going because I've only scored 18 now in my career. But I feel if I can get a good good run of appearances together, I've always backed myself to score goals. And if even though I've only scored 18 in my career, if you look at the amount of starts I've only had. Low 40 starts, so like I say, I always back myself to score goals, and hopefully a lot more will be coming in a Saddler's shirt.
Your new manager Dean Smith must be giving you the confidence to, you know, starting you today, leading the line. You've always said now to any of the new players, perhaps, you know, I know he's looking for attacking players, that you've got the shirt, you're scoring the goals.
Well, every striker likes to score goals, and I'd like to thank the gaffer for giving me that opportunity, and hopefully it's gone a little bit of the way to repaying him for bringing me into this great club and this great team, and hopefully I've shown him, well, I've backed up what he thought of me, and so hopefully I can get more goals for him and for the team.
And certainly you look really happy, you've got that goal. You must really be enjoying your early life here at Walsall.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I've said in every interview I've done, I've been made so welcome by the players, the fans, the coaching staff, the gaffer. It's hard not to have been happy here. And I think the gaffer said a few times, he never sees me not smiling. It's because I'm happy at this club. I think you can see by the celebration, I was over the moon to score for the club. And I'm happy just to kick on with this season now and try and finish as high as possible.
So you've noticed that when you came in this summer, just how noticeable it was, how close-knit everybody is?
Oh, 100%. Well, I came in a week early to obviously get all the signings and stuff done, and straight away the injured players and the coaching staff and everything was so hospitable straight away. And then when I met the lads a week later, it was exactly the same thing. I think a trip away to Torquay was good to get us all moulded. And I think relationships are only going to form greater now. Well, the players will start to know my runs better. I'll know where they want the ball and vice versa. So it's exciting times for myself and the club.
Yeah, and you're taking that on to Southend on Tuesday in the League Cup. Really important for confidence and morale to keep it going now and maybe get a good cup run.
Oh, definitely. I mean, well, like I said before, every game at the moment is as important as the other, whether it's a cup, league, or whatever. So we're fully focused on Tuesday now, and hopefully get our first win this season and hopefully get a few more goals.
And Southend certainly finished last season very well, unlucky in the playoffs. What do you know about Rootshall? What do you know about Southend?
I've played there a few times in the past. It's always a hard place to go, especially on a Tuesday night. In fact, I think all the times I've played there's been on a Tuesday night. So it's not something new for myself and for the club, and I think we're just excited to get going again.
And certainly the fans, 1,100 today, they'll be excited perhaps to get a good cup run and perhaps bring the bigger teams back to the Bankses in the later rounds.
Oh, definitely. I mean, although Southend are in League 2, they're no small club, like you said. So hopefully we can get the win there and see what happens in the future. I mean, like I say, every game's important as the next, so we'll see.
How do you approach it? I mean, they will be the underdog Southend, but they're a very good season last year. They're in League Two. But it's going to be tough still, isn't it?
Oh, of course. I mean, any game when there's 11 other players on the pitch is always tough because you've got to break them down. But no, like I said, I've played against them a few times now. They're a good team. And we're just going to have to do what we do best, and we're going to have to pass it and work hard and just try and grind out the result.